Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic, your daily dose of strength, resilience, and balance. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life with a little more grace, a whole lot more clarity, and, let's be real, a good amount of humor along the way. Now, today's episode is all about something near and dear to my heart, mindful parenting. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of schedules, tantrums, and endless mommy, I need moments? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Stoicism can actually be a lifesaver when it comes to raising little humans who are hopefully turning into amazing adults. Think about it, mindfulness is all about being present, aware, and accepting of the moment, right? Well, that's exactly what we need when our kiddos decide their favorite toy is suddenly possessed by evil spirits or they've declared war on broccoli. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can seriously level up your parenting game. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Remember those epic meltdowns in the grocery store aisle? Yeah, they happen to the best of us. But instead of resisting the inevitable because, trust me, it's never going away, try accepting it. Accept that emotions are a part of life, especially for our little ones. Accepting doesn't mean you condemn bad behavior, it just means you choose not to be consumed by the chaos. 2. Control your reactions. This is huge. We all have those moments where we want to scream into the void sometimes, I actually do. But Stoicism teaches us to control our reactions instead of letting them control us. Take a deep breath, count to 10 whatever your go-to-chill strategy is use it. Remember, you're modeling behavior for your child. So stay calm, even when things feel like they're about to implode. 3. Focus on what you can control. Let's be real, we can't control everything our kids do or say, and sometimes I wish I could. But what we can control is our own actions and responses. So focus your energy on being the best parent you can be, being present, understanding, and supportive. 4. Practice empathy. Ever have one of those why did I even try moments as a parent? Well, remember that your child is also learning and growing. They're trying to figure out this whole world thing just like you are. So practice empathy, put yourself in their shoes and understand where they're coming from. 5. Lead by example. Stoicism isn't just about coping with chaos, it's about living a virtuous life. Show your kids what it means to be resilient, calm, and kind. They'll learn more from watching you than anything you could ever tell them. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a Saturday morning, your little one is throwing a tantrum because they can't find their favorite dinosaur, and you're running late for soccer practice. Sounds familiar? But instead of getting caught up in the drama, you take a deep breath, remind yourself to accept the situation because dinosaurs are definitely important, and calmly help your child search for it. You model patience and understanding even though you're internally screaming, "Where's that darn dinosaur?" See what I mean? Stoicism doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about making small, conscious choices every day to be more present, accepting, and resilient. And trust me, those small choices add up. So remember, you got this, awesome parent. You're doing an amazing job even when you feel like throwing in the towel, which, let's be honest, sometimes happens. Keep practicing mindfulness, keep showing your kids love and compassion, and never stop believing in yourself. Ready to rock this parenting thing with a little more stoic wisdom? Share this episode with other parents who need a little boost, leave a review if you found it helpful, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and always remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.